depend entirely on who I was listening to. If I was listening to a learned politician, I wouldn't even bother to ask.
What if you were listening to someone that...
If I was listening to someone that I wanted to... Some individual that said something that I didn't... If he... And there was someone there, I'd say, well, do you remember what he said or something mm-hmm. like that? But if it was, like I say, a politician, I never bother to ask about him because there's, to my estimation, there's not over 10% of all politicians that's honest. Some of them are dishonest and really don't know they're dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, I'm not interested. I'd got the way I don't pay any attention to politicians anymore. All I can say about that man we got now for president, I believe he's a good man, but he's one of the dumbest ones we've ever had in Washington, I'll tell you that for sure. There's no doubt about that, because I don't know, his idea of a lot of this thing and my idea is differs a great deal. And, because after all, he's doing things that's supposed to help the people,
uh-huh.
the economy, and I mean he winds up by raising tariff on oil. He wants to put more income tax on the people, so they have
uh-huh.
like Johnson did, and put a surtax on it, which is a tax on tax,
mm-hmm.
which is unconstitutional for the Constitution. You're not supposed to tax tax. But Johnson did it, and this man wants to do it even worse. He wants to raise the taxes. Wants to raise the price of everything, and he's widened the gap between the middleman and the rich man. He's widened the gap completely, because the rich man can go down and pay $10 a pound for steak, and it won't hurt. He don't never miss it. But
yeah.
a man that got a fixed income of maybe $2,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
he's going to also have to pay $8 a pound for steak.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going to help those people there? And that middleman, he's going to have to pay that same price. And another thing, if you ever stop to think about it, they talk about these taxes. They're going to cut so-and-so taxes, and they want to raise so-and-so taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's only one answer to the whole thing, that if you wear it, eat it, or drive it, you're going to pay all the tax, regardless of whether you're a billionaire or whether you're a pauper.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you the same amount of money. You're going to pay all the tax. There's nobody pays that. Because any man in business cannot exist if he doesn't. If they run the tax up 10 cents on a dollar on him, why, he's going to have to pass that on the price mm-hmm. of the merchandise that you're going to have to consume.
Yeah.
And therefore, and he is also the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no difference. He's going to have to pay it. In the end, he's going to pay all them taxes, because them people before him that had that, they done added that tax on to it.
Yeah, everything.
You see, from the cradle to the grave. Well, that's exactly what it means. It means that when you get to the grave side of it, that's the people that pay all the tax. And there's no way of getting there. No way you can make it. It don't make no difference if the only thing that's bad is that there's... Right now, we're paying tax for people that have got tax shelters.
Uh-huh.
Now that's wrong, and I'm altogether wrong. But now I know some people that really no man can stay in business unless he passes his tax on to you,
mm-hmm.
on to the last man.